Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Your world. Numana Foods. When you order Numana Foods, order it from the Power Mall or PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com. Please, when you order Numana Food, and please do order it, too. It's the best food out there, and everybody's starting to get it now, so please take advantage of that. We're going to be talking this half hour. We only have him for a half hour, so I'm not going to give him all the accolades he deserves at this point. But Wolfgang Halbig, former law enforcement, former school expert on things like shootings, became interested in, things don't make sense with Sandy Hook. He did a number of FOIA requests. He has been after the school to provide information. He's asked a number of questions, about 14 to be exact, of things he cannot get a response on. Wolfgang Halbig is probably the person most instrumental in getting answers, and now we have him joining us today to bring us up to date. Wolfgang, thank you so much, Wolfgang, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Well, thanks, Joyce. I'm glad that you allowed me to come back.
Do we have Wolfgang?
Yeah.
Wolfgang, are you there?
I'm there. Are you there?
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a while since we've had you on the show, and I do apologize for that. But I'd like for you to bring us up to date, because it seems there's been some impressive things happening with respect to Sandy Hook.
Well, I just got back about 1:30 this morning from Hartford, Connecticut. And Joyce, I wish you could have been in the hearing room with the Connecticut Freedom of Information Commission as we were providing testimony. Joyce, we cracked the armor. Let me tell you something. You would have fell out of your chair yesterday when the first select woman from Newtown, Connecticut, she screwed up so bad when my attorney was questioning her about, you know, that huge traffic sign. Remember that says everyone must check in?
Yes,
porta
yes.
Potties. Remember the porta potties?
Mm-hmm. Okay, remind the listeners of what was going on at this hearing. Why was the hearing being held? There were porta potties at this event, which is called Sandy Hook. There was this bizarre sign that says everybody must sign in or register.
Here's Joyce. Everyone must check in. And if anybody is a teacher, okay, or a student, that's a directive. When it says everyone must check in, that means there's a predetermined list already in place. And those people, when they respond, they're supposed to check in. Does that make sense?
No, that doesn't make sense. Well, it does from the standpoint of what was going on, yes. So what happened then when you confronted this lady, the select woman, regarding the sign?
Well, I think she panicked, and the question was asked, who paid for it? Where did they come from? And you know what she said? Homeland Security. Joyce.
Oh.
That is a chink. She regretted saying it. I'm sitting right next to her, and I looked at her, and I said, thank you so much. She said that those traffic signs, they came from Homeland Security. Now, you put that puzzle together. What in the hell is Homeland Security doing there within 3 to 5 hours when they don't even order the trauma helicopters? They don't let the paramedics or EMTs inside the school. They declare all 20 children and 6 staff members legally dead in 10 minutes. And now we got Homeland Security bringing porta potties, and we got them bringing, putting up that traffic sign. Joyce, it's cracked the armor, and I'm going to tell you what, now we're going to the next level.
And now you're going for the jugular. I'm so glad to hear that. Now, for all the people that have been criticizing you for raising money to carry on this operation, you know, unfortunately, it costs money. There's just no other way about it. Nobody wants to just, fund these things. But a lot of people have been supporting you. And give your website so that people can continue to support you on this.
Right. Don't just give me the money, but also read what's on my website. You'll actually see the scripts that they used on that day. The website is www.sandyhookjustice.com.
Okay.
We need to hire two more attorneys. I've got two attorneys now.
We need
two more attorneys.
We got a 3-minute break coming at us, ladies and gentlemen. Wolfgang Halbig and sandyhookjustice.com. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. 3 minutes. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces a healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
To the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is 4 minutes after the hour. You're in the right place. That is, if you don't accept the phony news coming from television. And boy, we have a report for you today, hot off the press, that Wolfgang Halbig has just returned from Connecticut. And I want to give some special credit to John B. Wells and Caravan to Midnight, because they provided the documentary crew to fly there and to record this information for posterity. And I am just as proud as I can be of everybody who's played a role in this. For anybody who's donated $1 or $5 or whatever, thank you. We're making a huge difference. And it's only because Wolfgang Halbig has been standing and then standing through all of the negative press that he has gotten. He has not backed down. It's only made him stronger. And I commend you. I commend John B. Wells for making that documentary crew available to you. Are there any other people that we need to thank now?
Well, Joyce, you were there at the very beginning. I mean, you helped me raise money to get me started. And, yeah, I want to thank you and all your listeners who supported me. And I want them to know this, everyone, from whether it's Caravan or your show, when I'm sitting in that chair in the FOIA commission or the hearing, I'm representing not Wolfgang Halbig. I'm trying to be the voice for every person who trusted me and donated a dollar or whatever. I'm also speaking for them. I want to represent them respectfully, and all I'm looking for is the truth on their behalf and my behalf.
And I commend you. I wish I could have had as much effectiveness with the Gulf War illness issue as you have had with this. And the very idea that you got this woman to mention Homeland Security, I mean, you must have been jumping through your skin. You were so excited at that point.
I was about to. My attorney and I looked at each other. We pinched each other. We're about to fall out of the chair. It's not just any woman. This is the woman who controls Newtown and Sandy. She is the dictator. She is the controller. And for her to make such a screw up, and you should have seen her attorney attack me after she said that. I mean, he was trying to change, you know, the momentum and direction. He knew she screwed up. Oh, who paid for that? Well, it's Homeland Security. I'm going,
oh, wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, now what is, okay, so the outcome of this hearing was, did you get any information or documents, or did you just get what she had to say?
No, what, again, the hearing, and that you started out with a good question. What was the hearing about? It's they have to show cause as to why they have been refusing to answer my FOIA request. Remember that we talked about? And so they presented their case as to why they're not responding to my request. And they're saying, we did. He's got everything that he's ever asked for. And our side simply saying, that's not true. What they provided is information we never requested. I mean, they just send stuff, you know, just to say, look, we did it. Here's an example, dash cam videos. We're looking for the dash cam video for the Newtown Police Department. I actually went to the Newtown Police Department to view the dash cams. The ones they gave me, Joyce, they took the date and time stamp off. I have no idea when this taken, what time is. I mean, they removed the date and time stamp.
Oh.
So I told them, I said, look, I want the DVDs that show the actual time. I pay them for it. I said, mail it to my house. And guess what? I get the same DVDs with no date or time stamp. Joyce, they altered and tampered with the evidence. This is a police agency who should not be doing those things.
Wow. Wow. I can't. Oh, my goodness. And they know that that's evidence, and they know they have tampered with evidence now. I'm just surprised that this has gone on this long, and they've been allowed to get away with all that they have. Now, there was one young man that was put through literal heck because of what he did in questioning either law enforcement or the I can't remember. Yeah. Medical examiner?
Yeah.
All right. What has happened with his case?
Well, he fired his attorney. He so far has a $64,000 legal bill. He's going to represent himself. We're going to get the ACLU involved. This boy has been persecuted for something that may have never, ever happened in Newtown or Sandy Hook. They have destroyed his family. They've destroyed his reputation. He's a college kid. I mean, this court system have abused every one of his civil rights. And he's part of my team. And the one thing that I'm going to do, I'm going to do everything I can to help him once I get a handle on this case.
Well, I think that you know, what you are doing now is going to provoke some change or some provoke some information getting out to the public. And I think this ought to be done. There ought to be hundreds of news releases going out with this information. Okay. Where does it go from here? What is going to be the next step? What are you all going to proceed with?
Well, I think we're going to file a lawsuit against CBS Sports and the NFL. What they did on February the 3rd, 2013, they put a bunch of kids on the field during their pregame show, and they introduced them as the Sandy Hook Elementary School Choir. You remember that?
Yes.
Those kids got a standing ovation. Hundreds of millions of people watched that. Joyce, I was at the school board meeting the night before looking for their field trip permission forms. you know there was no records, there are no records whatsoever that these kids attended Sandy Hook Elementary, that they had permission to be on this field trip to go to New Orleans. They have yet to be brought to the boardroom to say thank you for a job well done. I mean, these kids have disappeared, and I'm going to file a lawsuit against them saying that they conspired in putting children up there that did not attend Sandy Hook.
Wow, that's huge.
Well,
oh, my goodness.
Discovery. What it is going to open up the fact, and I can promise you, Joyce, I watched those school board members the other night, and they videotaped it. They have no idea. They've never put those kids on a field trip. There's no permission forms. And you know this being in the business. There has to be a media release when those kids are shown all over the world. Those parents have to sign a media release, right? But you gotta have permission from the board they're introduced to Sandy Hook Elementary. They're representing the school board. They're representing Sandy Hook. They're representing the community. And they were never, ever placed on the school board agenda. How is that even possible?
You got me. I have no idea.
Well, they can't explain it.
A lawsuit against the NFL. Oh, man. Well, why don't you go after the big guys for a change?
Well, it should be against 60 Minutes because they're the ones that, you know, filmed the football game. And then the NFL, who contributed, because supposedly they paid for all expenses. So, if those kids don't attend Sandy Hook, if they travel without any permission whatsoever, how could they be introduced as the Sandy Hook Elementary School Choir? And you know how much money they raked in for being introduced? They brought in $40, $50 million just for that event alone.
Whoa.
Well, I call it a conspiracy.
Absolutely. Now, remember, he was prior law enforcement. He's also been involved in the education of other teachers on how to avoid problems like this. So he knows what to look for. And the very fact that they had signs telling everybody to check in, but yet no helicopters for air vacuuming these patients out. They had no, it seems like, triage going on there. They just declared him dead. That's it. And it just doesn't make any sense. Do we know what has happened to this ME now? Do we know what's going on with him?
Well, he's retired. He's moved out of there. Everybody, did you know Chief Keogh just retired? All these key players are disappearing.
But they're still accessible, though. They're still accessible for discovery.
Oh, no. Their lawsuits are pending. They're coming. It's just, let me tell you, when you deal with a court system, the problem for me, I'm impatient. I want to do it now. But it takes forever to go through the court systems.
Yeah, oh, it does, absolutely, by design, and there's a reason, so that people will just get frustrated, fed up, and give up, and that's what they want.
Well, it took me 19 months. I started this. It took me 19 months to get to Connecticut to be in front of that commission to state my case. It took me 19 months.
Wow. And you are, I would be proud to say, 69 years old. This is not exactly, you live on a golf course. You'd just as soon be playing golf than trying to fight the bad guys. And it takes money to hire attorneys, one or three, whatever he can get. It takes money to do that. And you are the valuable part of this. You are the spirit that says, I will not give up. And we need to support you in this because we don't have another Wolfgang Halbig out there to take over. So all I can say is please support him. Go to sandyhookjustice.com, sandyhookjustice.com, and please support what he is doing because he's making a difference. It is happening, and I am so thrilled about that.
And Joyce, please tell your listeners, if you have any doubt whatsoever about who I am, pick up the phone. and call before 5 each day, because my wife doesn't allow to have me to have calls after 5 or weekends. Pick up the phone, dial 352-729-2559. I will talk with you. I will answer your questions. But if you don't hear it from me, it's not the truth. Whatever these people are posting out there, they haven't even had the courage to pick up the phone to call me. All they want to do is call me a fraud and a liar and a cheat and a Nazi and a Mossad agent and a Zionist. I am being attacked every way possible. But these people didn't have the common decency to pick up the phone and talk to me.
You know, that's funny. You and I are called the same names. Do you think there's an agenda here? Wow, we're so different, and yet we've been labeled the same things. We'll be back after this four-minute break. Final segment coming up with our guest today, Wolfgang Halbig. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive
will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. We're trying to get Wolfgang back for the final segment, if at all possible. We lost him on Skype. But listeners, I just want to add, he is doing the dirty deed that none of us want to do. He is staying with this issue. And if you cannot get out there and be on the front lines, please support them financially. And you know, you can't support everybody. I know that. And I ask you all to support the really important people that are doing the really important jobs. But what I would encourage you to do is find an issue that really lights up your hot button. I don't care what it is, if it's Gulf War illness issue, if it's keeping the Power Hour on the air, if it is Sandy Hook, 9/11. Help these people out, because these people don't get paid to go do the work. I mean, he's retired. He would just as soon be playing golf. I would just as soon be quilting. But it's all about wanting to change this world. And we want to do it with every action that we can possibly bring to bear. So I salute Mr. Halbig for what he is doing. I salute him for all the grief that he has taken. And I know some of the people that are doing the attack on him, and I don't understand it. And I don't know that they know why they're doing what they're doing. But I would encourage you to support him as much as you can and support the issue of exposing Sandy Hook. It's not done and over with. It is one thing that we can still bring to the attention of the public. They're keeping it out of the news for a very good reason. They don't want this questioned. And people like he are the only ones keeping this in the news. Trevor, do we have Wolfgang back? We don't. Okay. Let me also tell you that I want to thank Noelle and Linda for having sent me this information. She says, in reference to visually impaired callers who want Dr. Rogers' books in Braille or anybody else, there is a library in Missouri, and there is probably in every state, is a free library service for Missourians who are unable to use standard print materials due to a physical or visual deformity. Materials are mailed to and from the library patrons at their homes, postage paid. There is no charge whatsoever to the patron. The service is only available for books available at the state library. She said that she did call for you all. Noelle did call for you all, and Dr. Rogers' books are not part of that. However, here is the number for in Missouri, 800-392-2614, 800-392-2614. So if you want to call the library here for people that are visually challenged in the state of Missouri, or perhaps you can find out the one in your state that would do that for you. And I thank you very much, Linda, for caring and finding that information out, and Noelle for sending it to me. That's really important. And again, I want to thank John B. Wells. Here is a shout-out, and if you would email John B. Wells and tell him thank you, kudos for doing what he did in sending a documentary crew to film what happened in Connecticut. And like Wolfgang Halbig said, I don't think we're going to be able to get him back now. He said that he just got home at 1:30 this morning from flying back from the event that took place there in Connecticut, and I am so thrilled that they did mention incriminating information there. The select woman said that the signs that said check in here were paid for by Homeland Security. And all the little potties, the porta potties, were paid for by Homeland Security. Does that tell you something? Does that tell you something? Of course, this was a set up, created, agendized scenario. Were innocent people killed? I don't know. We don't have that information yet. Were people killed that didn't need to be killed? I mean, that's the terror of all of this, is that we have a government that has gone awry that will kill people in 9/11, kill people in Waco, kill people at Sandy Hook, Oklahoma City bombing, for the sake of the agenda. And you wonder why I don't trust them anymore? Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. After the break, I'm going to take your phone calls at 855-995-6923. We will not have Wolfgang with us, but 855-995-6923. He gave us the story, told us what's going on. He wants to move on and do some other things right now. He's got to get taken care of because he just got back from Connecticut. So if you would like to talk on the Power Hour, let's have some really concise, articulate comments about what's happening around the world. 855-995-6923. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us, caring about your world. Last night, there was an interview with Kelly on Fox News with the Duggar family. And I am going to tell you, I have never been more proud of two people and the way they handled themselves on this interview. I don't know. We may find out from Renee in North Carolina. She disagrees with that a little bit later. But I really was proud of them. I could not have done better if I'd been in that position. The story about, of course, Josh Duggar and his molestation of his sisters. Let's go to Mark in let me remind you, please support the Power Mall. The liquid clay is on special. The moist clay is on special. The garden clay is on special. The 5-gallon container is $100 plus shipping on special. Now, that is normally $125. So if you want to get the garden clay, and it does take out, I don't know if I can say this or not, radiation. I don't know if it can, we can say that or not, but I just did. You might want to consider getting it for your garden. Use it for your animals, and please take advantage of getting the clay from Detox Clay or from the Power Hour. Please get it from the Power Mall. We really, really need your support. All right, let's go to Dave in New York, our first caller. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, sir?
Morning, Joyce. Yesterday you mentioned all the underdealings over there in Ukraine and the relatives of people. And the one thing I kind of remember, I think Senator Harry Reid or Senator Reid's son is involved over there also. So that's like...
Oh, really? I'll check that out. Harry Reid's son is involved in that mess.
Yeah, he's in some $2 billion deal going on over there. And I'm, you know, when he got hurt by his treadmill, I think it was a Transformer treadmill, and it turned into a bad guy and says, you better keep your mouth shut, pal. And he should have checked how smart he was.
But yeah, that or mafia.
Yeah, one thing I want to say, it's about the Nature Clean Water Ozonator, and I'm glad that you mentioned the dandelions, because that was like, you know, my wife and grandchildren and stuff aren't too happy about eating stuff off the lawn, but when I picked the dandelions and the plantain and I soak them in there, you know, just fill a sink up, soak it in there, it's going to get rid of any little nasties on there and make everybody happy. So you should get your Nature Clean Water Ozonator because...
You know, yeah, isn't it the neatest little invention? Isn't that incredible?
Well, you know how some of the stuff you might eat with or cook with or whatever has little crevices in it that you really can't get at? Just soak it in there because it'll get the bugs out.
Yeah, it is. And like she's, you know, and even put in a little bit of clay in the bottom of it if you want to, too. It is amazing. That I use mine so very much because I don't care where you get it, from the garden or from the grocery store. That Nature Clean Ozone machine is just incredible. Have you made ozone water, ozonated water with yours yet?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I put it in my water bottle. And I don't know, I assume that it has to do good because I haven't seen where it could do any harm.
No, yeah, make your ozonated water. It really does need to be drunk as soon as possible, though. But, yeah, it is really amazing, and it smells like ozone, and it really is fantastic. What else you got for us?
Well, no, I'm far from a farmer, so that's probably the freshest produce, if you want to call it that I've ever had. And, whether it was subliminal or whatever, I actually felt like I felt better after, you know, having my greens and my NutriBullet, you know?
Really? Well, good for you. Good for you. Have you tried sprouting yet?
You know, I've got all the material, but I kind of drag my feet sometimes.
Well, I think it's time that you begin. Just go put it in a mason jar. Put it in, you know, in about 4 or 5 inches of water. Put in a tablespoon to start with of the seed and let it sit for 8 hours. Then rinse it. Lay it on its side, and, you know, but you need to have a vented lid is the main thing, and one that water's not going to flow out of. But then rinse it twice a day. It's amazing. It is really amazing. Hey, thank you very much, Dave. Yeah?
I bought the lids for making, you know, sauerkraut and all in it, and I've got the books and all. And that's going to be our next, you know, project before I probably get to sprouting is start making my own sauerkraut and pickled beets and all that sort of good stuff.
Oh, yeah. It is so good. It is so good. I have got... You know, by the way, I have 2 jars of sauerkraut that are 2 years old. They've been sitting in my cabinet for 2 years, and they are absolutely delicious.
You let Josh try them first, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much, Dave. Hey, you're on to me, aren't you? Anyway, let's go to our next frequent flyer, as Trevor said. Renee in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Renee.
Well, I haven't heard that interview yet. I recorded it last night, but I didn't watch it. And the thing is, you know, the issue I have is that, you know, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. Both Michelle and then Josh also took a job where he was, like, going after the homosexuals. Now, I don't know about you, but I'll take the homosexual over the child molester any day. In fact, they insinuated that homosexuals were child molesters. Actually, most child molesters are heterosexual, okay? It's generally male on little girls, okay? So the thing is, they should, you know, the what made this so awful is that they had, you know, is they knew what he had done, and they still intend threw rocks at people who had done less wrong in my book. And that's my issue with them. But what I called about the whole Sandy Hook thing, Sandy Hook is a microcosm. Okay, look at all the people who had to participate in carrying this out and then trying to cover it up. Even among patriots, they don't want to believe that many of our government employees are committing evil. They just want to think it's at the top. The thing is, it takes many people, and this is just one incident. We have so many others that the Boston bombing is also suspicious. The thing is, the corruption of people, how they will sit there and lie to us and commit evil, and it runs all from the local to the state to the federal level. But the thing is, people don't want to admit this because it's just too scary and it hits too close to home. But the thing is, we're not going to get rid of this till we face this awful truth that what people can do for money.
Well, let me just say that I have no sympathy for what Josh did, and he did it repeatedly. I have no sympathy for that. But the Duggar family did, and I think you'll see this in the interview, if you are just truly unbiased in looking at the interview itself, did an absolutely, I mean, stellar job. I don't know that I could have done that. I think that Kelly could have asked some harder questions and done a better interview. But Friday night at 8 p.m., they're going to have the two daughters on. 8 p.m. Central Time. They're going to have the two daughters on who have now said they are victims. One of them was crying last night and saying that they are the victims of this incredible media frenzy that has really taken their family down. I do think that's wrong. I don't think that this needs to be brought out for all those girls to have to suffer this. I think whatever happened with Josh should be handled with Josh and not those girls, but that's my own opinion.
Yeah, but they put them in the public eye. And let me tell you, this is about their brand has been destroyed very much, but their biggest concern, I think, is recovering their brand to get the black stain off the brand because they were making a ton of money off of that. Yeah, this is terrible for their family. But the thing is, they knew this happened many years ago. They went on and did this show and put themselves out there as squeaky clean, all the while knowing that they were not, and then they would attack other people who they felt didn't live up to their standards.
Right.
Now, in my book, that's hypocrisy.
Yeah, and I agree. I agree. And I don't think that they should have done that. But that, you know, it's been done. It's out there. They have the right to say what they want to say. But I absolutely agree. Hey, thank you very much, Renee, for the phone call. Let me go to Kathleen in New England. Kathleen, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Joyce.
Morning.
I attended the hearing in Hartford, Connecticut yesterday.
Oh, wonderful.
Wolfgang and his attorney, L.K. Wilson, were involved in that. And something I want to say that I think may be a blockbuster event that I couldn't quite figure out last night when I tried to mull over everything that I had heard. But I woke up this morning with the thought in my mind about this particular thing, which is that the police chief of Newtown, Mr. Kehoe, he testified yesterday. And 12 hours before he testified, he submitted his resignation as police chief after, I believe, 37 years of service to that community. And people better look, well, you can, you know, look up the articles about this. And one would question, I mean, it's not unusual for somebody who's 60 years old and has been, you know, working for 37 years to retire, although 60 is a bit young. So one would question the timing of that resignation as to, well, you know, well, why did he retire the day before? And there was a state trooper in about the maybe 30 people in that room who did not sit near Mr. Kehoe. So at the end of the hearing, when Mr. Kehoe left, Chief Kehoe left, Dan Bedondi and crew followed him out of the room, and I couldn't follow because I didn't have a battery for my video camera, but they followed him and asked him, you know, why he had quit. And, of course, he offered no answer. They followed him out to the curb, and he still, you know, didn't answer. But then the state trooper who had been in attendance at this hearing pulled up in a state trooper vehicle. Chief Kehoe got in, and they sped off. And so it's just a question in my mind as to why was he escorted to this event by a state trooper? Why not a Newtown police vehicle? Why not his wife? You know, why not himself? Beyond that, I just want to say that another thing I've realized is that the Sandy Hook incident, which I believe, by the way, is much evidence points to the fact that it was a, a false flag, a massive contrived event that does need to be exposed, is that all the elements of it tie in to the what you could call the New World Order agenda that's being carried. If the Every Child Achieves Act, which is about education, and it will be voted on, I think, in the next couple of weeks. If that act passes, Sandy Hook ties into everything that it does. It ties into education, it ties into mental health, and it ties into gun control, which are massive areas that control is trying to be implemented through. So that's what I have to say this morning.
Let me ask you this. You met Wolfgang Halbig, right?
I did.
So what are your thoughts about this man's motivation?
You know, that's a really good question. I've been following Sandy Hook since it started. Sandy Hook, to me, seems to be a major, massive, right under your nose, right before your eyes, contrived event. Wolfgang Halbig comes along, and to all that I can see is that this guy, it seems to be a humble man. He's a naturalized citizen. He wasn't even born an American. He seems like a humble person. He seems sincere. He seems he seems on fire about this. And I think I heard him say that he wasn't really all that active until, I don't know who it was that came to his house, directly to his house, and told him to stop asking questions about Sandy Hook, and that was what really got him going and on all of this. And it seems to me that he's trying to expose the fraud that this whole thing is.
He is, and he's doing a very good job. And I'll tell you what, when I first talked to him, right at the very beginning of all of this, he was not well educated in the things that we know about on the Power Hour. I mean, I had to say to him, do you realize, you know, A, B, C, D, that there's some major problems with those events? And he really didn't know. He said, all I care about is there's 14 questions they won't answer, and there's something really wrong. And you know what? It takes an epiphany. I don't care where it comes from, but it takes an epiphany. A monumental situation that all of a sudden pushes you over the edge and you say, wait a minute, we're being lied to. I can never go back again. And anyway, I'm just impressed with him and what he's doing. And all I can say is we need to support him. And people like you, thank you for being there. Thank you so very much. And for calling in today, Kathleen.
Well, you know, Joyce, I just want to say one more thing. I was afraid to go there. And,
really?
I mean, this Wolfgang Halbig is going up against, I would say, probably the most dangerous evil, I don't know what you call them, beings, people in the world, the most dangerous people in the world, but he's doing it. And I believe that now is the time when that is what all people need to do, all good Americans, all good human beings, all good people The only thing needed for evil to succeed or triumph is for good men and women to do nothing. And we live in the home of the brave, and we need to be brave. So I went, I'm glad that I did. It was this is the kind of thing that we all need to do to mm-hmm. preserve liberty and, break through all the lies and the deceit which seem to be everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you're doing the right thing by being there, by standing up, and by supporting Wolfgang. I just commend you so very much. Hey, thank you very much, Kathleen. Keep us up to date on anything that you're aware of. Thank you. Let's go to David in Alabama. David, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, sir?
Yes, Joyce, I'm glad you're feeling better and everything.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think some of us heard about that little issue about the Pope coming to United States, speaking to Congress about these and challenging the Declaration of Independence about our God-given rights to freedom. You don't hear it played up in the news media, and it's kind of on the, you don't hear much of it on the shortwave truth networks. You know, it's not talked about. And that's a big statement when someone outside comes in and say, hey, we need to rethink your idea of what freedom is.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was another person, it would be a bigger issue spoken about.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you. Thank you for being there. Let's go to Jeff in Canada. Jeff in Canada, you're on the air. I'll hold you over. Go ahead, please, Jeff.
Hi, Joyce. Thanks a lot. I've been following this pretty closely. I moved up from Texas a few years ago. I want everybody to be aware that the Connecticut legislature went to extraordinary lengths to cover up the autopsy records of the Sandy Hook children, the victims and the teachers, by passing legislation that blocks people from getting access to those autopsy photos, and that's across the board. So that means somebody later in the state of Connecticut who may be wrongly convicted can't go back and get access to evidence that may basically prove them innocent. One of the things that doesn't make sense to me in this whole case is the Adam Lanza autopsy photos. If you look in the Connecticut.gov report, there's like half a paragraph about the Adam Lanza autopsy. There's no photos. Why can't we get photos of his body? He's not a victim, and he was over 18.
Good point. Good point. Thank you very much for the phone call. If you want to stay there, hang over, and I'll have Trevor ask you if you have something else to say. We'll be back. 3-minute break. Stay tuned. It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. We're just about out of time. We have had an amazing program today, and Dr. Perrier. Should be Doctor of Clay. She really should. I want to thank her very much for joining us. And please get the book, Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure. Please get the book. There's 101 things in there that she lists that will tell you how to use it. I don't care. It's for alcoholism, arthritis, boils, chemotherapy detoxification, diverticulitis, diverticulosis, earache, eczema, fingernail fungus. Think about all the ways to use it. Uterine tumors, varicose veins, weight loss. Check it out. And she also has recipes using calcium bentonite clay. Like in chili, to take up the oil, refried bean dip, oatmeal cookies. You can cook with it. Get the book at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Or go to thepowermall.com. Let's go to John in Florida. John, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, sir?
Our Power Mall shopper.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
I've got two things. We're running out of time, but maybe are you taking calls tomorrow?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I'll call back tomorrow, but I'll just mention what I wanted to reveal to most people who are not aware. Two revolutions, and one is the Shungite revolution. Have you heard of that?
No.
Okay. And the other one is the 432 Hertz revolution. Have you heard of that?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, Shungite comes from Karelia, Russia. It used to be in Finland, but they redrew the borders, and it's a mineral with a carbon-60 molecule, which mimics the same shape as the Buckminster Fuller, only a full sphere. And it detangles or untangles or reverses the toroidal direction from counterclockwise to clockwise on all electromagnetic pollution. It's a powerful stone, and you can get it at cosmicreality.net, and they're a nonprofit organization. She's the head of the revolution, and she's trustworthy. She's a lot like you. You like her.
Oh, really? Well, thank you.
Nancy Hopkins is her name. She was in the military too, and she's in the electronic field. So she knows a lot. You know, she went in before she knew about Shungite, and Russia has been using it for decades, and they use Shungite tiles for healing rooms. And it's
okay,
all about.
And how do you spell Shungite?
S H U N G I T E.
S H U N G I T E, just like it sounds. Okay, very good.
Yep.
Very
and,
good.
We got
go
a minute
ahead.
Left. I'm wearing a necklace. I don't take it off. You can order the powdered Shungite, and they call it the Shungite Band-Aids, and I put one on my water tap, and it purifies water. I mean, everything tastes better. You can get a refrigerator magnet, which will change everything in your refrigerator. And this is all about frequency, and I've got two handheld phones that you can walk around with in the house, and you put a Band-Aid on the base station and one on the receiver, and you don't have to worry about it, you know. And you put them on your cell phones. You can put them on your gas tank. Everything changes because it reverses the field of the harmful electromagnetic pollution.
Wonderful. All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I got to run, but thank you very much. Oh, we're out of time for sure. Thank you for that good information. Shungite Revolution. How interesting. We'll be back tomorrow. We're going to be talking to Dr. Weiner tomorrow. Some health tips for you tomorrow. I love these people that are so knowledgeable. Everybody seems to have a different piece of the puzzle. You all have a blessed day. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for being here today and for supporting the Power Mall. We've got lots of specials there. Ask them what's on special. Have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all bless you all. And Josh will be back. Yeah, I might have him try that sauerkraut up there. Have a blessed day. We love you at the Power Hour. We'll see you tomorrow.